Why do smart, successful people often struggle with happiness? This question haunted Raj Raghunathan, who transformed from a carefree child into a stressed academic before realizing something vital was missing. The fundamental happiness paradox he discovered is both simple and profound. We consistently make choices that undermine our happiness despite claiming it's our top priority. When business students were asked which job would make them happier, a high-paying but stressful position or a lower-paying but rewarding one, 78% chose the rewarding job. Yet under simulated interview pressure, more than half selected the higher-paying option instead. This disconnect affects thousands of our daily decisions. We devalue happiness for three key reasons. It seems too abstract compared to concrete goals like money. We harbor negative beliefs about happiness, fearing it breeds laziness, and we fall prey to medium maximization, pursuing means, like money, while forgetting our ultimate goal. The solution isn't directly chasing happiness, that backfires spectacularly. Like trying to force sleep, the harder we pursue happiness, the more elusive it becomes. Happiness isn't one size fits all. It requires personal definition. Two particularly powerful frameworks are harmony, not wanting to be elsewhere doing something else, and abundance, feeling you have more than enough of everything. Harmony might mean feeling content while stuck in traffic because you're listening to a fascinating podcast. Abundance might mean viewing life's challenges as interesting rather than threatening. This makes happiness concrete and personally meaningful, helping overcome vague understandings and negative beliefs. This approach acknowledges that happiness can coexist with difficulty. It's not about eliminating negative experiences, but creating a framework where both positive and negative experiences contribute to a meaningful life. Finding satisfaction in learning a new skill or appreciating the growth from navigating obstacles becomes possible when we understand what truly makes us happy. From childhood, we're taught to strive to be the best in everything. This conditioning creates a deep need to outperform others, visible in aging entertainers clinging to fame and carefully curated social media showcasing only achievements. The paradox? While being superior enhances happiness, pursuing superiority diminishes it. We use proxy measures like wealth, power, and fame to determine who's best. These extrinsic metrics drive materialism, undermining happiness through rapid adaptation, the boost from higher earnings quickly fades, unrealistic expectations, and reduced compassion. Tying self-worth to outperforming others makes us vulnerable to depression through obsessive fear of failure. The antidote is pursuing flow, those magical moments when you're so engrossed in an activity that distractions fade and time disappears. Flow occurs between anxiety and boredom, when your skills match the challenge, or ideally, when the challenge slightly exceeds your abilities. Unlike superiority seeking, flow enhances happiness by being inherently enjoyable, leading to mastery, and creating positive social ripples. Our need for emotional connection is fundamental. Perceived loneliness is perhaps the single biggest determinant of numerous psychological and physiological illnesses. Every person in the top 10% happiest group had at least one intimate relationship, and a 70-year Harvard study showed relationship strength was the only characteristic distinguishing the happiest 10% from others. Yet pursuing connection desperately becomes another happiness trap. A healthy desire for connection manifests as secure attachment, balancing the desire for intimacy without desperation. Unhealthy desires manifest as either neediness, desperate for intimacy, or avoidance, threatened by intimacy. Both reduce happiness. Neediness repels others, creating loneliness, while avoidance spoils relationship quality despite appearing strong and independent. Attachment styles can be altered despite childhood conditioning. Practice expressing gratitude to enrich your social life by helping find, remind, and bind relationships, identifying potential friends, appreciating their strengths, and strengthening bonds. Also practice self-compassion by recognizing that everyone experiences hardships, creating connection through common humanity rather than isolation. Spending money on others makes people happier than spending it on themselves, despite common predictions. University of British Columbia students instructed to spend money on others reported greater happiness than those who spent on themselves. This pattern is global. Across 136 countries, 90% showed that charitable donors reported higher life satisfaction, equivalent to doubling household income. Even toddlers display this tendency. Nearly 2-year-olds were happiest when sharing their own treats with a puppet, happier than when giving others treats or receiving treats themselves. Generosity increases happiness by shifting focus from our problems to others' needs, generating reciprocity, improving physical health, and enhancing our self-image. Evidence contradicts the belief that success requires ruthlessness. Generosity leads to greater professional achievement. While earning more increases charitable giving by 14%, the reverse effect is stronger. For every dollar donated, income increased by 375% in one study. The key is being an otherish giver rather than a selfless giver by containing costs, managing emotional resources, and witnessing the impact of giving. Our desire for control serves important purposes, fostering self-efficacy and providing personal autonomy. A study at an old age home revealed residents given simple choices experienced half the mortality rate of those denied such choices. However, obsessing over control, constantly trying to improve things, or fixating on outcomes actually reduces happiness. Being overly controlling of others triggers psychological reactance, people's natural resistance to restricted autonomy, creates power stress, and eliminates diverse perspectives. Similarly, fixating on outcomes diminishes happiness because life's uncertainty guarantees disappointment. Studies show control seekers experience higher blood pressure, worse moods in crowded spaces, and greater dissatisfaction with unexpected results. The solution is developing internal control, regulating your thoughts and feelings regardless of external circumstances. Taking personal responsibility means never blaming others for your feelings while still holding them accountable for their actions. 4 effective emotion regulation tactics include situation selection, avoiding triggers, emotion labeling, acknowledging feelings without ruminating, attention deployment, redirecting focus, and cognitive reappraisal, reinterpreting negative situations. True happiness requires 3 fundamental elements beyond basic necessities: mastery, feeling competent at something valuable, belonging, experiencing meaningful connection, and autonomy, feeling we author our own decisions. Each need can be pursued through either a scarcity route or an abundance route. For mastery, we can seek superiority, scarcity, or flow, abundance. For belonging, we can desperately seek love, scarcity, or nurture our capacity to love and give, abundance. For autonomy, we can pursue external control, scarcity, or internal control, abundance. Scarcity routes stem from zero-sum thinking and feeling incomplete, while abundance routes emerge from feeling adequately cared for, confident, and capable. This framework creates a win-win-win solution that promotes altruism, creativity, and mature interactions, enhancing personal happiness, success, and meaningful productivity. To sustain happiness, surround yourself with abundance-minded people, spend time in nature, and join communities of happiness seekers. Avoid rigid self-identities that limit growth. Remember, if you aren't happy, how smart are you really? True intelligence means creating conditions for a life of meaning, connection, and joy, not just achievement or status.